taxpayer-focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Education standards officers urged to uphold integrity. Zambians urged to vote for independent members of parliament. In international news, Sudan militia leader convicted of war crimes during Darfur war. And in sports, CAF president Motsepe praises FAS for promoting unity in Zambian football. And now the news in detail. Zambia's ambassador to Japan, Tobias Mulimbika, has commended the Global Fund for its continued contribution to achieving universal health coverage in Zambia. Dr. Mulimbika has highlighted that Zambia's recent engagement with the Global Fund through the signing of new grants worth $362 million for the 2024 to 2026 period underscores both the country's commitment and the importance of sustained international cooperation. Dr. Mulimbika says the funds will support Zambia's efforts to combat HIV, tuberculosis and malaria while also strengthening laboratories, surveillance systems, community health structures and overall health system resilience. He described Zambia's trilateral cooperation with development partners and multilateral institutions as a model of inclusive country-led and results-oriented health diplomacy. And speaking at the same event, Ministry of Foreign Affairs Parliamentary Vice Minister Motsumoto Hisashi reaffirmed Japan's commitment to supporting global health under its pillars of diplomacy and human security, pledging continued support for Africa's efforts against HIV, TB, malaria, and for sustainable universal health coverage. Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Education Services Kelvin Mambwe has called on standards officers across the country to uphold integrity and professionalism as the country prepares for the 2025 end-of-year school examinations. Speaking during a virtual address to standards officers from all the 10 provinces, Dr. Mambwe stressed the critical role they play in ensuring the credibility of the national education system. He further says the future of learners and indeed the nation rests on the integrity and professionalism with which officers discharge their duties, and that the measure of a country's success is not in the number of reports written, but in the number of schools transformed.
This is the essence of education, that merit and integrity are rewarded. As standards officers, you are the first line of defense in upholding this integrity. You are expected to ensure that examination procedures are followed meticulously, that leakages and malpractice are prevented, and that no child's future is tainted by dishonesty. Let me emphasize this point. If we compromise the integrity of our examinations, we compromise the future of our learners and the credibility of our nation.
The United Front for a Strong Foundation has called on Zambians to vote for independent members of parliament and not political parties. Foundation President Brian Lumbwe has noted that political parties never have the people's interests at heart except partisan interests. He has cited the representation of Bill 7 in parliament and the appointment of a technical committee by the UPND administration as an example of partisan interests, as the bill lacks terms of reference which shows its contents to the people.
The agenda, like all political parties in Zambia, it is partisan, not a national agenda. The conclusion to the issues of constitutional amendment, the governance of the UPND and all the political parties in Zambia is that time has come for the Zambian people to now start looking at independent candidates for parliament to protect the people's interests. And the idea that independent parliamentary candidates is an opportunity for Zambian people who have never been in power, who have never tasted the anarchy in politics to serve the nation. It will attract more people. It will attract better people. It will attract people with a better vision than political parties. UPND is a continuation of the disaster this country has been in for the last 60 years.
The Alliance Against Corruption Executive Director Advocate Noel Chisebe says the recent sentencing of former Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA Commissioner General Kingsley Chanda and Callistus Kauma to 6 years and 9 years respectively serve as a stark reminder that no one is above the law when it comes to the fight against corruption. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Chisebe says as public workers, it is essential to follow laid down procedures when handling public resources that will result into ensuring transparency, accountability and good governance. He says failure to adhere to the procedures can result in severe consequences, as witnessed in the recent cases.
This case serves as a serious warning to all civil servants that corruption will not be tolerated. The fight against corruption is ongoing, and we urge the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to continue its effort in rooting out corruption in all its forms. Public workers must prioritize transparency and accountability when handling public resources. Failure to follow laid down procedures can result in severe consequences.
Agriculture News.
Minister of Agriculture Ruben Mutolo says the nitrogen chemicals of Zambia is set to increase fertilizer production from 70,000 to 432,000 metric tons annually. This follows a $6.8 million United States dollar investment towards the fertilizer blending and granulating plant from the African Development Bank under the Zambia Emergency Food Production Facility. Mr. Mutolo says the new blending and granulating plant will strengthen food security, promote climate resilient agriculture and stabilize fertilizer supply across the country. He added that NCZ is positioning itself to tap into regional export markets between 2025 and 2030, boosting Zambia's competitiveness in the fertilizer industry. We take a break to stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news.
Of course,
there's
too much corruption.
At 8 hours.
Yeah, and the question is, because people just deliver according to what people want. Let them not get here, and we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For new tips, call plus 211-22-4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
A Sudanese militia leader has been found guilty of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Darfur region more than 20 years ago. Ali Muhammad Ali Abdel Rahman, also known as Ali Kusab, was one of the leaders of the Janjaweed, a government-backed group that terrorized Darfur, killing hundreds of thousands of people. Kusab is the first person to be tried by the International Criminal Court, ICC, for the atrocities in Darfur. He had argued it was a case of mistaken identity. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
Mediators are reported to have reached an understanding with Hamas and Israel on an agenda for indirect negotiations on Gaza. A senior Palestinian source familiar with the Sharm el-Sheikh talks said the discussions will follow a five-point framework, starting with ending the war and exchanging Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners. Meanwhile, a minute's silence has been observed in Israel to mark the second anniversary of the Hamas-led attacks that led to the war in Gaza. Relatives and friends of more than 340 people killed at the Nova Music Festival held a ceremony at the site. Events are also being held at other locations. The government in Damascus and the Kurdish-led SDF have agreed an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire on all fronts in northern Syria. It comes after fierce clashes in Aleppo. OpenAI, the parent company of artificial intelligence chatbot ChatGPT, says it's banned several accounts with suspected links to Chinese government entities. It said they were asking for proposals to monitor social media conversations, violating the startup's